All right, Dave, first trip here on your first race of the year. You ended up with a problem in the heat race.
Yeah, we had a guy spin out in front of us, unfortunately, and collected us. But that happens.
Didn't do much damage to your car, it seems, as far as affecting the rest of the night, because you started up last and you ended up in third tonight.
Yeah, it took us out of the heat race, but when we started, we knew we had a good car. I mean, it was good in hot laps, and you know, I'm fortunate to drive, you know, good equipment, and started in the back, and just kept picking my way, and trying to, you know, be smart about it, and ended up there at the end. It was real good at the end. I felt like, give a few more laps, we probably could have got second even.
What's your goal this year, racing with John? Is there going to be any kind of deal with Otto maybe running an ESMA show or something?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to debut a new car Wednesday. Around Wednesday. We don't know the exact date. We're going to go test. And if everything goes good, we're going to run it Saturday at Sandusky. And if everything goes good there, well, we'd like to bring both cars here for the wing show in 2 weeks and run Otto in the second car. So that's the plan. We're going to do a lot of some swapping throughout the year. But, you know, we have good cars for the wing. He has good cars without the wing, and it's a perfect combination.
When's the next time we're going to see you in a non-wing car?
You know, everybody asked me that, and I said, I don't really know. It's just whenever, you know, they want to do it. They're going to do it. They want to do it in 75-lap races, which I understand. And a lot of it depends on how out his season goes. If his season goes good, then, you know, we'll be here more often. If it goes rough, he'll need the car that we're driving, and, you know, we'll just play by ear.
Who do you have to thank for your podium finish tonight?
John Nicotra, for letting me do this, give me an opportunity. The entire crew, he has a tremendous crew, and I don't even know where to begin. They have so many guys, I don't even know all their names. But everybody pitches in, they do a tremendous job. And they helped us out a couple weeks ago when we were here for the wing show. And every one of them is awesome. So all them guys, Roselli Trucking, G&I Homes, and Five Brothers Produce. I mean, there's so many sponsors on the car. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, I'm like, I don't even know where to start. So, it's, you know, I appreciate all their help.